840 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Steve Dorsey in Washington. Ohio officials are telling folks in East Palestine conditions are safe there despite concerns from residents about health impacts of toxic chemicals that were leaked from a derailed train, Governor Mike DeWine.
Those five wells have all come back clean. The water is safe to drink.
Freight train operator Norfolk Southern has been paying up, reports CBS's Roxana Saberi.
Company said it will stay here for as long as it takes to ensure your safety and to help East Palestine recover. It's been cutting $1,000 inconvenience checks for residents.
Is $1,000 enough?
Probably not.
Michael and Cassidy Bayless and their 18-month-old son, Aaron, were among the hundreds of residents yesterday lining up to collect their money.
Five fired police officers have pleaded not guilty in the beating death of Tyree Nichols in Memphis. Nichols' mom, Roe Von Wells.
I want each and every one of those police officers to be able to look me in the face. They haven't done that yet. They couldn't even do that today. They didn't even have the courage to look at me in my face.
The recovery of the debris from that Chinese spy balloon off the South Carolina coast has wrapped up. The rest is being sent off to an FBI lab. It comes amid new protocols under consideration on when to shoot down unidentified objects. White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby.
It doesn't mean that there won't be additional shootdowns if he believes there's a legitimate threat to our safety and security. But it does mean that we're going to put a new set of parameters on the decision-making process going forward.
No luck, getting the debris from the other small objects, likely harmless, also shot down. Nearly 11 days after that huge earthquake along the Turkey-Syria border, search crews are still finding survivors. Here's CBS's Imtiaz Taieb.
Mustafa Al-Marawi is one of the few survivors. He tells us how he was trapped under the rubble with his wife and three children for more than 22 hours. I found a big rock, and I hit it as hard as I could.
You just bang.
Al-Marawi says, we saw a light, and my kids started shouting, Daddy, Daddy, a light. But the response to the disaster in Syria continues to be catastrophically slow. It's all too much. I have no hope left, he says. I sometimes think it would have been better if I stayed under the rubble.
3 years later, COVID-19, the virus still evolving.
A new U.S. study finds natural immunity is strong and long-lasting for people infected with COVID-19 at least once before, giving them up to 10 months of protection from reinfection or serious illness, and lowering their risk of hospitalization and death by nearly 90%.
CBS's Tina Krause in London. This is CBS News.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. The workforce shortage is a growing problem across the country. Here in Wisconsin, the shortage is compounded by the difficulty of attracting and retaining younger workers. The state's seen 106,000 people under the age of 26 leave over the last decade. If that trend continues, the working age population in Wisconsin could shrink by about 130,000 people in the next 7 years. The lack of affordable childcare and housing contributes to the problem of attracting a younger workforce. The Packers Fan Hall of Fame has a new member. John Bresky of Elderon inducted into the Hall of Fame yesterday as their 25th member. He's a decorated U.S. Marine veteran and served in the Korean War. Bresky attended his first Packer game at Lambeau Field in 1958. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
It makes me smile, and you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like, he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bride. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha, WAUK 540 AM, always streaming at waukradio.com. Matt Flynn Direct is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy!
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making. Before I get into our first topic, I want to give you an update on the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. Today is Friday. The election is Tuesday. This is the primary. There are four candidates. Two of them will get through this primary. And then on April 4th, there'll be a general election, and it'll be a face-off, and one of them will win. We're coming into the 96-hour period, Friday to Tuesday. 96 hours, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and then Tuesday. There is an adage in politics, in those 96 hours, that's when a lot of people make up their minds. And then it's like an avalanche. You can't turn it. You can't fight it. So get out there. Make sure you vote on Tuesday. Make sure you vote. And number two, make sure you participate and get out the vote for Janet Protasiewicz. Now, here's a couple of other things I want to tell you. There is a misconception among some people that they're supposed to vote for two candidates because two are going to end up in April against each other. That is not true. That is false. On the ballot, it's going to say only vote for one candidate. Read the instructions. If you vote for two candidates, your ballot is spoiled and you didn't vote. Do not vote for two candidates. Vote for one candidate. I have had this said to me. Todd Albo, our great host, co-host in another segment, has had it said to him, vote for one candidate. Do not think, well, I'll throw a mercy vote for the fellow in Madison because, well, you know, he hasn't attracted much support. It's not clear what his campaign is or what his positions are on some issues, but I'll throw a mercy vote. Do not do that. Or do not say, okay, I'll vote for Janet Protasiewicz, but then I'll select the lesser of two evils among the Republicans in case one of them sneaks through. Do not do that. You can't do that. That's not lawful. You can only vote for one candidate. Vote for Janet Protasiewicz. And it's Tuesday, and in some municipalities, including Milwaukee in this state, you could vote absentee in person today, and I believe tomorrow, and that's it. So if you haven't done that, plan to show up on Tuesday. And one other thing I'm going to tell you, we got a call from Jean of Eau Claire, one of our great callers in, and Jean advises that in her neck of the woods, up just outside of Eau Claire, in an area that frequently votes Republican, there has been the largest turnout of absentee ballots in history, or to the extent that they have followed this at all in prior elections. February turnout is usually very, very slender. February primaries especially, very slender. And yet apparently, Gene reports that it has been a massive turnout in an area that frequently votes Republican. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean any one thing. Janet Protasiewicz has an awful lot of support around the state in a lot of communities and a lot of constituencies. A lot of people want somebody who's been a prosecutor for more than 20 years, had a great reputation among the defense bar and the prosecutor bar. Fair, honest, and is a very, very good prosecutor, also a very, very good judge. A lot of people don't want gerrymandered maps in both parties. A lot of people. She is the only candidate that's come out and said, look, when I, these maps are rigged. She said that. When I'm elected, start a lawsuit the next day and we'll take care of that. The only candidate who's come out definitively and said that she's for a woman's right to choose and that that 1849 statute is unconstitutional. And the only one who said, I am going without fear or favor to vote to certify whoever wins the 2024 election, Republican or Democrat. No funny stuff. None of that is true of Jennifer Doro and Dan Kelly. None of it is true. The fourth candidate has not been as explicit as Janet Protasiewicz has, and I don't know. But I'll tell you, with Kelly and Doro, they will uphold gerrymandering because it benefits the Republican Party. They will only vote to certify a Republican victor in 2024, and if the Republican doesn't win, they'll certify him anyway. And they will say the 1849 statute is still constitutional and good law, even though it was passed 174 years ago by a legislature that women couldn't vote for in those days, 1849, and based on 19th century science. This is a absolutely essential election. And there's evidence of a lot of interest in it statewide, but only vote for one candidate. We've gotten calls to the station asking about that. One candidate, that's what it says on the ballot. Your vote will be spoiled. Your ballot will be no good if you vote for two candidates. Now, I want to get to another issue that's very important. And if we don't get to it completely in this segment, I'm going to spill over. How many times have I said fascism creeps in on little cat's feet? Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. One judicial decision at a time, one political decision at a time. It's not a guy with a lot of medals and machine gun showing up at your door, sticking it to your head. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. Ron DeSantis. Everybody thinks, oh, well, at least he's not Trump. Well, Ron DeSantis is now on Idaho radio, under the radar in Idaho, Republican state, and he's chipping away. And in it, he's putting on radio commercials calling for a new constitutional convention under Article 5 of our Constitution. Many people yawn. They say, Matt, I don't know what that is. Well, I'm going to tell you what that is. It is probably the most underlying important issue that's facing us right now. Article 5 of the Constitution. Remember, this was passed in the 18th century. And a lot of these colonies, you know, South Carolina is with Massachusetts. They don't have a lot in common. They had an escape valve in the Constitution that said, at any time, if two thirds of the states call for it, call for a new constitutional convention, they'll start all over. And remember who calls for them in the legislatures, and they're gerrymandered in almost two thirds of the states right now. Wisconsin under Scott Walker has already called for a convention. And then they called for it again by resolution so that Evers couldn't veto it. Wisconsin. Even though the Democrats get more than half of the votes, they get about a third of the legislature. These clowns have undermined us and they've called for a constitutional convention. Now, what happens with a constitutional convention? Remember, DeSantis is pushing this. Constitutional convention, the states would all get together in a location. Nowadays, it would be in Vegas, one of the hotels, or Mar-a-Lago, or one of the Trump hotels. And they'd have all sorts of workshops and discussions, and they'd have a vote. The things that are being promoted right now are a balanced budget every year. Now, if you balance the budget, we would have to take about $800 billion or $1 trillion out of the present budget. What could that be? It could be the defense budget, which is about $850 billion. And then the Russians would occupy the United States. China would occupy it. ISIS would come in. We cannot tamper with the defense budget. The only other big ticket items that amount to that are Social Security and Medicare. That is the whole intent of this. They would simply say, we need a balanced budget. And then the six tarantulas on the Supreme Court would say, way to go. And we would be required constitutionally to get rid of Social Security and Medicare. But many of these people are also suggesting amending some of the other parts of the Constitution, like the First Amendment. They would say, yeah, there's a right to free speech, except that, blah, blah, blah. There's a right to assemble, except that, rah, rah, rah. There's a right to freedom of religion, except that. Except, except, except. Second Amendment, they could say people can have machine guns. They can have shoulder-held missile launchers. They could say that. In the Fifth Amendment, in the 14th Amendment, they could abolish the 14th Amendment. That's the one that extended the Bill of Rights to the states. In the Fifth Amendment, they could change your rights as a criminal defendant. In the Sixth Amendment, they could say, you don't need a warrant to do certain things. This is being proposed by DeSantis, and the people who will be there will all be lobbyists. Now, when they come up with whatever half-baked constitution they come up with, it has to be submitted to the states. Three quarters of the states have to ratify it, but it says the state legislators or conventions in states thereof. What's the convention? In this state, it'd be the Republican convention, because in the legislature, they have two-thirds of the votes. Take a good look at the Republican convention. Take a good look at the Republican legislature. We get 10 votes at such a constitutional convention. And you know what? Walker Diddy apportioned 7 of them to Republicans and 3 to Democrats. Why did he do that? We get 10 because we have 8 congressional seats and 2 Senate seats, so that's the number of electors. And he said, well, the governor gets 1. That was back when there was a Republican governor. Majority leader gets 1 of the Senate. The speaker gets 1. This one gets 1. That one gets 1. And he threw 3 to the Democrats. Do you understand that this is not democracy? This is not America. This is not the Constitution that George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Madison, John Jay, Benjamin Franklin, Alexander Hamilton. These are some of the greatest political philosophy minds in history. You're going to end up getting it set by Kevin McCarthy and Moscow Mitch, Marjorie Taylor Greene. This is serious. You know, we demonstrate about Act 10 and about this and that. This is going on under your nose. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. We're only about 3 states shy of the number that required to call for this convention. I'm going to talk about this a little more after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
The Devil's Advocates.
The conservative dating app, The Right Stuff, is failing 3 months after launch. In October, the app, The Right Stuff, had just 11,000 downloads.
The profile creation process also asked users to list their thoughts about the January 6th Capitol riots. 2 reviewers claimed that FBI and police officers visited their homes after filling out their profiles.
The political party that is the Devil's Advocates radio show, live weekdays from 4 to 6 p.m.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more, weekday mornings from 6 to 8, all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation with I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP. We're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows around 18 tonight, under clear skies, winds out of the southwest, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly sunny tomorrow, high of 38. Overcast skies tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 30. Cloudy skies expected Sunday, with daytime highs approaching 41. 36, chance for snow Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 21 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to Madeline Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. This is very serious. You have a fairly prominent presidential candidate on the Republican side advocating a constitutional convention. We're only about three states away from it being triggered. If we had an honest Supreme Court, if we didn't have the six tarantulas, if we didn't have Moscow Mitch holding up a new justice until he could ram through Amy Coney Barrett, for instance. If I were on the Supreme Court, I would say this. The 30 some odd states, I think it's 36 or 7 is the two-thirds, that have to ratify this have to be somewhat close in time. The first one was about 15 years ago. You can't do that. You can't leave it open-ended forever, number one. Number two, you have to have a defined agenda. So everybody goes in and they're not at the mercy of the lobbyists. And if it's the balanced budget amendment, blah, blah, blah. Number three, what I would say, and if this would be Joe Biden, we are not going to discard our Constitution. That part of the Constitution has to be looked at in the context of the 18th century when you had slaveholding states and you had mercantile states like Massachusetts and New York, and they had nothing in common. And the slaveholding states desperately tried to hold on to some ability to slip the noose if somehow the abolitionists came to a majority. We're not going to do it anymore. There is precedent for a president not obeying a judicial order, assuming the Supreme Court said this convention go forward. His name was Abraham Lincoln. The Dred Scott decision came down a year or so before Lincoln was elected in 1860. Dred Scott came down around 1858 or 9. And in that decision, they said a black man couldn't be a citizen of the United States. Lincoln said, I'm not going to follow that. I'm not going to follow that. And he conferred citizenship on some black people. And then ultimately, he emancipated enslaved people in the Confederate territories. And then he issued the Emancipation Proclamation. And he was on sound constitutional ground. Why do I say that? Because Alexander Hamilton, who was intimately involved in drafting the Constitution, said something like the following, quote, "The Supreme Court is the least threatening of the three powers to our liberties because it has no means of enforcing its decisions. And the executive, in the event that the Supreme Court oversteps its grounds, simply cannot enforce it." That's Abraham Lincoln. I mean, that's Alexander Hamilton. That's pretty good background. Very, very tired of all this stuff. Let's go back to Roe v. Wade. Let's go back to Moore v. Harper, where they're going to say, well, you're not going to be able to vote for president directly. It's the gerrymandered legislatures. Or then you have the the case that overturned Roe v. Wade. If Abraham Lincoln were in there now, and Joe Biden's doing a hell of a job because he has vicious enemies, anti-American enemies, commie enemies in the Congress, and they're called the Republican leadership. But an Abraham Lincoln would say, let me be blunt. We are not going to permit states to ban abortions. We are not going to listen to six clowns, the tarantulas, and the Supreme Court say that you can't vote for president. There will be elections. And we are not going to convene a constitutional amendment to let Paul Gosar, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert, Kevin McCarthy, Moscow Mitch, Tommy Tuberville of Alabama decide they're going to improve, quote unquote, on what Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, Benjamin Franklin, James Madison, and others put into effect back in the 18th century. We're not going to do it. The other thing, for people who are not lawyers, you've got to understand there's been 200 years of jurisprudence, 200 years of Supreme Court decisions, 200 years of Court of Appeals decisions, district court decisions, and a body of law has arisen. In merry old England, their constitution is not written. They don't have a written constitution. It's a compendium of decisions and actions in their history of their country. And in many respects, we do have a written constitution, but that is embroidered and that is defined by two centuries of jurisprudence. And a handful of malignant clowns who call themselves Republicans right now, commies, pro-Putin, pro-racial division, are not going to be able, in my view, to use various tricks that largely depend on gerrymandered legislatures to deprive us of our liberties. We are not going to permit that. Some of that was evident at the beginning of the Revolutionary War. English judges were exactly like the six tarantulas. The monarchy of England was very, very much like Trump and people like that. Strip you of your liberties, steal your money. And it, unfortunately, what that took was a George Washington, an Alexander Hamilton, a Thomas Jefferson, a James Madison, a Benjamin Franklin, John Adams, and others, who said, we're not putting up with that. But the problem was that involved violence, and it involved the Minutemen at Lexington and Concord, terrific colonials all through the 13 colonies. We don't want that again. I understand that. But these commie clowns in the Republican leadership have got to get something through their thick heads. We are not going to put up with being told we can't vote for president. We are not going to put up with a new constitutional convention by the clown DeSantis to have lobbyists come in and have the clowns in the Republican leadership in the Congress decide that they are going to redraft the Constitution. That we will not tolerate by any means necessary. Going to the break, lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. So much better all the time.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. The EPA and now Ohio officials are trying to reassure residents of East Palestine that their water and air are safe. Ohio Health Director Dr. Bruce Vanderhoff.
We have simply not found elevations of these volatile organic compounds that would lead us to suspect any significant risk related to the tested air and water.
Five fired Memphis police officers have entered their pleas in the death of Tyree Nichols.
John Perry, on behalf of Mr. Darius Bean, at this time we waive the formal reading of the indictment off the court.
a plea of not guilty.
National Security Spokesman Admiral John Kirby says those decisions on shooting down a Chinese balloon and other objects didn't come easily.
You make decisions based on the best information that you have, and ultimately you have to come down to some core principles.
CBS News Brief, I'm Peter King.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Authorities in southeast Wisconsin blame yesterday's snowstorm for a 30-car pileup on Interstate 41 near the Washington-Dodge County line. Three people were hurt, but they're all expected to pull through. It took 7 hours to clean up the mess. Republican state lawmakers say they'll start from scratch and draft their own state budget rather than work on what Governor Evers proposed this week.
Certainly the budget's going to look different for where it ends the process from where it started. But, you know, I mean, certainly it's going to be areas of compromise and consensus.
That's Senator Andre Jacques of DePere. The budget is now in the hands of the Joint Finance Committee. In sports, the Bucks beat Chicago last night 112-100. Milwaukee's 12-game winning streak is the longest in the NBA this season. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day $1 million advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Rick. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'm going to turn to another issue that DeSantis, the clown DeSantis, has injected himself into. And I think that you may remember from the other day, he also advocates an additional constitutional amendment to redraft the Constitution itself, repealing or overruling the case of Sullivan versus New York Times. That's the one back in the early 1960s that protected the press from libel suits or defamation suits when they're reporting on public figures. He wants to be able to bury public officials in litigation by wealthy people who don't care about attorneys' fees and silence them. You cannot have this guy as president. You can't have Trump as president. The irony is that Fox News right now is relying on New York Times versus Sullivan. It's not going to do him any good. And let me give you the background. Fox News is being sued by Dominion, the company that makes voting machines. A 5-week trial is set for April 17. Dominion had brought a motion for summary judgment under New York Times versus Sullivan. It was denied, and it was appropriately denied. I'm very pro-media. In my legal career over 40 years, I represented The media, in a number of cases, represent TV station, radio stations, magazines, publishers. But in this one, I think Dominion is the better argument, and here's what occurred. You remember that all throughout, right after 2020, Trump started to lie and say that the vote had been rigged and that he won. Remember that? Okay, because he's still going on saying that. In this lawsuit, there were a number of depositions and a lot of pretrial discovery and documents. And the following has come out, and this is in the record, and it'll be shown to the jury, that all of the people at Fox privately spoken in emails said, this business about the rigged election is crazy. It's insane. It's crazy stuff. This is Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, Murdoch himself, and Laura Ingraham. All of them. Maria Bartiromo of Fox said to Sidney Powell, give me some written proof. And this, I'm not making this up. This is true. Give me some written proof that there was a rigged election. Sidney Powell sent forward an email that she'd gotten from a woman. In the email, the woman claimed to be a decapitated time traveler, and she had information that the election was rigged. Maria Bartiromo got that. Nevertheless, Fox went on the air relentlessly for months, saying that Dominion's voting machines, this is what Trump had said, had a portal in the back, a secret portal, that people could penetrate and change the votes. That was false. Trump pulled Dominion out of thin air because he heard they made voting machines. What Trump didn't realize at the time was Dominion's voting machines were largely sold in rural areas in the United States that voted for Trump and in Europe, not in the large cities that voted for Biden. They lost a lot of money. A lot of European clients, this I think is going to be the evidence shown in the lawsuit, go, well, you know, I'd like to buy your machines. We know they're very good, but, you know, we don't want to get into a situation in a campaign where the other side is making an issue of the voting machines. We want it confined to the issues. And the same in the United States. The suit is for a little over $1 billion. I want to tell you something about that to caution you. There is nothing to prevent people put whatever figure they want. One guy brought a suit for damages in an amount that was larger than the gross national product of the United States. It's frequent to see the word billion. It used to be frequent to see millions. Some jurisdictions won't permit you to put any figure in. Just say damages as decided by the jury, because media have deadlines and they see the word billion or million and they'll put headline, multi-million dollar case, multi-billion dollar case. I do not know if Dominion actually had $1 billion in damages. Maybe they did. They're asking for it. Maybe they did. And good for them. I wish them well. But whatever it is, I think they want vindication in this that Fox was lying. Fox was lying. And here is the standard. Under New York Times versus Sullivan, if a public figure or an issue of public controversy is involved, the media is privileged to report on it. But they're not privileged to promote it if it's false. And what do I mean by that? A public figure, if a public figure says something, even if it's false, what's said about him, it's okay as long as it's not malice. What did I mean? That was a little convoluted. I'm going to say it again. If a public figure is criticized by the media, their criticism can be false as long as it wasn't done with malice. What is malice? Malice is not what you think it is. It doesn't mean that anger or not liking. It means you said it maliciously, which means you knew it was false what you said and you said it anyway, or like a simple phone call could have corrected it and you didn't take rudimentary steps to clean it up. So here's the deal. Trump lied and said that Dominion's voting machines had a secret portal in the back to change the vote. That was false. That was false. Fox News or anybody is privileged to say Trump said that. And then they are there's a good requirement that then they check with Dominion. Dominion would say, that's a lie. We're going to sue Trump. And if that's all you do, the media can do that. But they did more than that. Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, and the rest, even though there are emails and texts, even though there is testimony that in private, they all said, Sidney Powell is insane. She's a nut job. This is crazy stuff. This is crazy, insane. What? There's a decapitated time traveler said it. But then they went ahead and promoted it. Tucker Carlson promoted it. Laura Ingraham promoted it. Hannity promoted it. And Murdoch knew that it was false and didn't stop it. If I were arguing that case, the Fox lawyers are saying under New York Times versus Sullivan, which, by the way, DeSantis wants to repeal, Trump wants to repeal, and we support them in that, but we're going to save our sorry behinds in this one by invoking it. We were simply reporting a matter of public controversy of public figures. Trump's a public figure. Dominion is a large company. That is a public figure. Response to that is you're absolutely right. If all you did was report what Trump said and what Dominion responded and then leave it open, but you didn't do that. Your venomous hacks, Tucker Carlson, one of the worst, supporter of Putin, lying. These people go on the air and lie. Those of you out there who listen to them and you believe them, they are lying and they know they're lying. We're going to the lines. Gina Beauclair, we'll do it in order. Gina Beauclair, my friend, thanks for going Western Mind Today. Gina Beauclair.
Well, thank you, Matt, for taking my call, an outstanding show as usual, and thank you for getting people out to vote because my area is bright red and they are going out in big numbers. Thank you for bringing up this subject. There's a place on YouTube, and I'm not promoting this, but these people show you the documentation, and it's called the Midas Touch, and you just go on YouTube and see Midas Touch, and then they show you those documents, you know, of these emails going back and forth. And you're right on, Matt, to bring this up, because they were outright lying to the people, just as the people in the state of the Wisconsin was lying, and Midas Touch covers Wisconsin, too, and has the tape of the person in the Republican Party that knew that Trump lost in Wisconsin. And we find this out later after that judge wasted almost $2 million of taxpayer money trying to, you know, show fraud in the Wisconsin elections. This is so outrageous. I'm looking forward to when they're all arrested and carted out into a big bus, and I don't think a bus would hold them. I think we need a train and get these people, you know, they're doing, you know, for all the things that they pulled on the country, yeah, and on the state. Thank you for bringing up that constitutional.
Hold on, Jane, hold on.
Because we heard of that.
Jane, hold on. Hold on. say this, the YouTube address again.
Okay, it's Midas Touch. It's M-E-I-D-A-S and Touch, where truth is golden.
And you don't thank have to you, Jane. In, thank Midas you very touch. Much. Wisco
thanks,
Paul,
bye.
My friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind, Wisco Paul?
Well, happy Friday to you, Matt. And also, Jeannie, she just about said it all there. I guess the only other thing I'd touch on is Fox News is, you really can't call it Fox News. You got to call it Fox. But they're, in some respects, responsible for January 6th. Legally, if you could answer that for me down the road. And the other thing, the last thing, hey, we got 3 days to the Supreme Court race, and we got to get out there and support Judge Janet because we don't want two conservatives running in this state. It's very important that Judge Janet, because we need to get the democracy back in this state. And it's very troubling that Fox ginned all these people up to riot January 6th. And it's like just south of $2 billion lawsuit. And just quickly, if they win this, other people that will sue them also. Thanks, Matt. Bye.
Thank you very much, Paul, as always. And I want to pick up what Paul said and repeat something. You can only vote for one candidate on Tuesday. Don't be thinking you can throw somebody a mercy vote or you can pick the lesser of two evils, too, also among the the conservatives. You can only vote for one person. Your ballot is spoiled if you vote for two people. Don't do it. Vote for Judge Janet, Janet Protasiewicz. She will put an end to gerrymandering. She will also make sure that we certify whoever wins the 2024 election. It's very, very important you vote for Judge Janet. And let me tell you something else in the Supreme Court race that Wisco Paul brought up. One of the candidates, of course, is this Dan Kelly. He's bad news. He's for gerrymandering, and he would not vote to certify any Democrat who wins the presidential race. A year or so ago, a little over a year, he traveled around Wisconsin with Gableman. Gableman, you know, Gina Beauclair said almost two, is over 2 million. It's going to hit 3 million, burned through taxpayer money when you put in the defense of legal actions against him and his contempt citations. Kelly traveled around the state with him and addressed Republican meetings, Republican political meetings, and alleged fraud. And he's running for the Supreme Court. And then they claim that Judge Janet somehow shouldn't have said that she's pro-choice and that she would get rid of rigged maps. You know, hypocrisy is not, it doesn't do it justice. This guy, Kelly, traveled around Wisconsin with Gableman. Gableman, who is lying about fraud, is now burning through, coming on $3 million of taxpayer money on a fake fraud thing. Voss appointed him to get Trump off his back. The Republican leadership is corrupt in this state. Absolutely corrupt. And Kelly rode around to these places with Gableman and said there was fraud. We can't have that on the Supreme Court. He said there was fraud. And the irony, to get back to the Dominion voting against Fox, is Fox, which supports getting rid of New York Times v. Sullivan, they support DeSantis and Trump. In the past, they supported Trump. Now they support DeSantis, who wants to get rid of New York Times versus Sullivan. And these clowns also want a constitutional convention where the Marjorie Taylor Greene, the Paul Gosars, the Moscow Mitches, and the Kevin McCarthys are going to redo the work of our founding fathers. The clowns are invoking New York Times versus Sullivan, but unfortunately for them, there's plenty of evidence that behind the scenes they were laughing at it and knew they were lying. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Go deep in my chest. From out of nowhere, Felina has found me, kissing my cheek as she kneels by my side. Cradled by two loving arms that I'll die for. One little kiss and Felina, goodbye.
Wisconsin's spring primary election is Tuesday, February 21st, and your local Civic Media radio station will be tracking the results.
Special live coverage starts at 7 p.m. and News Director Terry Bell with a team of political experts will be following which candidates, both local and in the state Supreme Court race, move on to April.
Spring primary election coverage live Tuesday, February 21st, starting at 7 here on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates.
Aaron Mostofsky, who rioted at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, was dressed as Captain Caveman. QAnon shaman meets Law and Order?
Right. I mean, he pulled it off a whole lot better than Aaron Mostofsky.
Well, let me read a quote from the judge in this case. I hope you'll leave some of this fantasy world behind. Mostofsky was sentenced to 8 months in prison.
Looking at the guy, he might be one who loses his mattress on the first day.
Breaking news.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's today's STEM tip. Don't throw out that old plastic bottle. Repurpose it by turning it into an awesome terrarium. Just fill it with sand, pebbles, soil, and your favorite plant. It'll grow sealed right in its own ecosystem. Learn more at She Can STEM. A message from the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows level off around 18.
Tonight, under clear skies, winds out of the southwest 10 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear tomorrow, highs around 38. Overcast skies tomorrow night, lows level off around 30. Cloudy skies expected Sunday, with daytime highs approaching 41. 36, chance for snow Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 21 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to Medford Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. More reminder, election for Supreme Court is Tuesday. It's coming Tuesday, the 21st of February. The four candidates will be winnowed down to two. Then they will face off 6 weeks later on April 4. But even though they are winnowed down to two, you may not vote for two candidates. That is unlawful. That will spoil your ballot. It'll be as if you didn't vote. Vote for one candidate. You can only vote for one candidate. You can't use a second vote to throw a mercy vote for somebody who isn't doing much, or try to pick the least toxic Republican or that kind of thing. You can't do it. Vote for Janet Protasiewicz. Remember, Protasiewicz, experienced prosecutor, very fair and firm, experienced judge. She said she will get rid of gerrymandering. She will get rid of that 1849 statute passed 174 years ago based on 19th century science by a legislature that women couldn't vote for, that Doro and Kelly say controls their healthcare decisions today. Janet Protasiewicz will get rid of it, say it's unconstitutional, and it is. And finally, there's going to be a presidential election in 2024, and Janet Protasiewicz will vote to certify whoever wins it. Doesn't matter if it's a Republican or Democrat, whoever wins it. She's the only one who said that. These other two, Doro and Kelly, are supported by people who refused Supreme Court justices, by the way. Rogensack with Doro. And on the other hand, you have with Kelly, you have Rebecca Grassl Bradley, who voted not to certify Joe Biden because they are in the pocket of the Republican Party. You do not want Kelly or Doro under any circumstances. We do not want commie government in this state. Now, a couple of things. You may say, oh, well, Matt, listen, okay, you made a pretty good case about why Trump and DeSantis shouldn't be president, but what about Nikki Haley? Oh, really? Okay. Let me tell you something about Nikki Haley. Today, she was confronted with a statement she made not too long ago that said, quote, this is Nikki Haley saying this, quote, we need to look at entitlements. Look at Social Security, look at Medicare. Look at these things and let's actually go to the heart of what's causing government to grow, end quote. She, like Rick Scott, the senator from Florida who took the Fifth Amendment in a Medicare fraud trial and saved his worthless behind from jail, and now suddenly he's the senator who thinks that the Social Security, Medicare, should be voted on every 5 years. Ron Johnson, our state, said it should be voted on every year. And they won't vote on a budget. They know that's the end of these programs. Nikki Haley's on board. Let me give you a little data. In 2022, almost 60,000 people in this country, I should say 60 million, I beg your pardon. As of beginning of 2023, in other words, all of 2022, there are almost 67 million Americans who got Social Security checks every month, 67 million. For people 65 or older, 9 out of 10 of them get Social Security checks. And the reason isn't 10 out of 10, because some people wait till they're 70 to do it, get a little more money. But 9 out of 10 get it, they're 65 or older. This expenditure right now is about $1 trillion a year. Social Security. Now, people have been paying into Social Security, most people that are listening to this program, starting when they had a job as teenagers All your life you paid into it. It's an insurance policy in this respect. Some people pass away, regrettably, before they could draw Social Security. Some people live to ripe old age. Some people just live a few years into Social Security. That's the whole point. That's the whole point. One of the reasons DeSantis and Trump and others want a new constitutional convention is a balanced budget, because they would chop out Social Security to pay for their tax cuts. And this is happening under your nose. And it's being called by gerrymandered legislatures that are illegitimate themselves. And you have six tarantulas on the Supreme Court who may uphold it. This is happening under your nose. Remember this too. You may say, oh, well, yeah, there are 67 million people in the United States getting a monthly check. And yeah, 9 out of 10 over 65, but you know, I don't like need it. I mean, it's very nice, but I don't like need it. Let me tell you something. In West Virginia, 60%, 60, of the people getting Social Security in West Virginia, is a poll that Manchin released, rely on it either totally or in substantial part. Some of the clowns, like Scott, like Ron Johnson, Republican clowns in the Senate, say, well, we should privatize it. Everybody can do their own investing. Let me ask you something. How much do you get as a Social Security check, or do you expect to get? Because you can figure it out just by contacting Social Security. $2,000 a month, $2,500 a month, $3,000 a month, $1,800 a month, whatever it is. Do you think you're smart enough to invest in the shark tank of the stock market, which in some respects is affected by securities fraud, and come out with investments that will guarantee you $2,000 a month or $2,500 a month for the rest, well, for 30 years even? No, you don't, and neither do I. I don't think I am either. I'm a very conservative investor. This is what's happening, and Nikki Haley is signing on to this. So you have DeSantis, Trump, Nikki Haley. You have Rick Scott, Ron Johnson. All of these people. So don't tell me that there's another Republican candidate. No, there isn't. Not a good one. Not a good one. And speaking of DeSantis, while I'm on that subject, DeSantis now is proposing to remove all advanced placement courses in Florida, all of them, not just African-American history, all of them. That is going to hurt students in Florida big time. Florida has one of the highest rates of participation in advanced placement courses. Kids that want to go on to college in Florida will be badly hurt by this. Advanced placement courses are good. They should not be restricted in this way. With somebody in the lines, I'll take him right now, try to get him in. Calvin, we have a guy in the line. If we can get him now. Thank you, Calvin. My friend, thanks for calling. What's in your mind today?
Hey, well, it's awfully ironic that Ron DeSantis, the former high school teacher from the state of Georgia, is now opposed to advanced placement. He wasn't opposed to drinking with his underage female students there when he was a high school teacher, but now he's opposed to advanced placement classes. Yeah, and also according to his students, he used to teach about the Civil War, that slavery was not the reason, according to DeSantis, for the war.
Right. Yeah. These people want to rewrite history. They want to rewrite the Constitution. Thanks for calling. We're coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers, as always. At Flynn Direct, back on Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody. I'm signing off for today.
And I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptU.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.